This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I know this is odd because it's Monday, but live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I don't know what happened. I'm not even going to question it. I'm very happy to be here. I'm looking at a picture, and by the way, I'm hoping to hear more on this missile that has been fired. All I'm seeing on the news is that a projectile was fired, but if it is flying over Japan, I'm not sure that's not an act of war. Of course, I'm not in charge of nothing. Right now, though, I'm looking at a picture that was put up on Twitter by a cat named Prince Jordan replying to at SparkleSoup45 and at Nancy Pelosi. Can't wait, going to bring this nailed bat for some Nazi pounding. And he's got a baseball bat with a bunch of nails driven through it. I mean, serious nails on it, you know, a la Snake Plissken, Escape from New York. Nancy Pelosi, of course, does not reply. We are in America, young man. We cannot be doing this. Jim Holt of Gateway Pundit this past Thursday noted, the alt-left does not even hide their violent threats against conservatives. And, of course, you'll never see this reported by the hashtag fake news media. Jordan Towers threatened on something, I guess, on Twitter probably. The Patriot Prayer Rally is a Nazi white supremacist event. He's a so-called alt-left leader. I'll be there to crush some Nazi skulls. He deleted the nailed bat photo he posted on Twitter after the backlash. Anyone connected with popular culture can't help but make the connection between what such a weapon is capable of doing. And he obviously he likes Negan of The Walking Dead. He's decided to have his own Lucille, except he didn't wrap it in barbed wire. He's driven nails through it. At the very least, this is an instance of what the snowflakes would call cyberbullying. And it's an attempt to chill political speech by discouraging attendance at a permitted rally by those he opposes. Do you see why it is so important to sit out there and say to yourself, well, if you're in a state where you can carry, maybe you go to one of these things able to carry, because if they're going to come at you trying to hit you in the head with a ball bat because you're a Nazi with a bunch of nails, even if it doesn't have nails driven through it, should you just sit there and take it like the meek little sheep? NRA's Dana Lash, she got out there and made a little video called The Clenched Fist of Truth while calling out the violence of lies. This guy Towers, he is threatening terrorism here. That's all it is. And that's what he threatened is certainly worse than what Democrat Representative Kathleen Rice had a fake cow over earlier from the NRA. But just because he ran away from his tweet, he's still advocating violence against those he hates on his Twitter feed. And that appears to be anyone he hates and then claims is a Nazi. And I thought you had to join a party and have political affiliation to be a part of something, unless you're assigned to it by the left snowflakes. And he's doing it by letting others take the heat, by retweeting a Huffington Post story titled, Teacher Accused of Punching Neo-Nazi Says Standing Up to Fascism Isn't a Crime. Well, it is if you're the one initiating violence. And if it doesn't matter if you hate a person, if you hate their beliefs. Aggressors don't get to claim self-defense. They don't get to claim some moral high ground. One time, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, formerly called the National Coalition to Ban Handguns, they they decided to accuse David Kodrey of something. They wrote, careful, you're talking about testing the ultimate last resort purpose behind the Second Amendment. Some of us armed Americans take our Bill of Rights seriously and will not go gentle into that good night bundled or by ourselves. You and your fellow travelers are playing a very dangerous game. Source, Kodrey responding to a columnist who suggested that anyone who shows up armed at a forum where a public official or political candidate is due to appear out ought to be detained and possibly prosecuted. That coming from Guns Magazine, The Most Dangerous Game, January 2010. Now, you can go back and look at the source for that, but they misrepresented his context. He was responding directly to lines from the Guns of August by status cheerleader and political cartoonist Ted Rall. And his article made that very clear. David is not one that does anything opaque. What Ted Rall said about armed demonstrators who are breaking no laws was, these town hall terrorists could be declared enemy combatants and bundled off to Bagram with a stroke of a pen. If ever there were a reason for suspending civil rights, this is it. If you don't understand what he's saying here, Rawl is saying he wants government enforcers to take gun owners who have committed no violation of any law, but who have peaceably assembled in protest as per our First Amendment recognized right to a reported torture camp without due process, without trial, and to think that progressives ridicule the Oath Keepers for saying they wouldn't obey such orders. David asked the question, what kind of devoid of principles coward wouldn't oppose armed enforcers trying to do that to free Americans? And what kind of subversive traitor to every precept of the Republic, not to mention common decency, would hold that against the man and view it was an opportunity for his public condemnation? It would be the kind that calls Americans who believe in liberty Nazis and threatens to bring spiked bats to political rallies. And you don't even have to be at a rally. You can just be wearing a hat some violent Marxist moron doesn't like and end up getting a beer bottle shoved in your face or walking to class. The right is responsible for their share of offenses. Some will counter, but don't stand for that little bit of deceptive conflation. That's what they specialize in, is conflating. Americans who believe in the Constitution of limited government powers and the Bill of Rights can be neither Nazis nor fascists. And despite what some demonstrable liars insist, Hitler was at heart a left-winger. He was a socialist, the National Socialist Party. That was the Nazi Party. Those who identify themselves as authoritarian collectivists exclude themselves from the ranks of those who believe in liberty for all. They're closer in collectivist ideology to the guy who gloats, communism is coming. That, by the way, would be the guy with the spiked bat. Do you understand now why, quote, common sense, gun safety laws, end quote, do you understand why they continue to pursue that? See, some fool might rush at you with a spike bat if you are open carrying an AR-15 or something like that. And at that point, if you're like the Pennsylvania Lightfoot militia was, when you don't have a round chambered in your rifle, that means you go to your secondary, which was chambered, and you stop him. No need to get graphic with what you're talking about. You just simply stop the threat. Does it make sense now why they're saying that armed people should not be at these political rallies because it chills political speech? Does it make any sense why 2AF, which I'm shaking my head over this, why they're saying we don't support having weapons at rallies? Well, I mean, do you mind people getting killed at these rallies? That's my question. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. A typical leftist tactic is to just continually beat the drum, drive the point home. Continually, if they propose legislation and it doesn't go through, as soon as it's voted down, they refile it again. Constantly going on. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to wear us down. This is the long game. This is the Muhammad Ali In his waning years, when Muhammad Ali was a boxer, he would just let them punch themselves out on him. He would had pretty good defense. He still had pretty good movement. And then towards the end of the fight, he would just, you know, let them beat him half to death. Of course, he did pay a price for that later on down the road. But the long game is what they specialize in. The problem with them trying to wear us down is they don't understand anything about those with whom they are dealing, that being me and you. We're regular people who believe in God and our family and the country. We're not the fascists or the racists that they make us out to be. And the daily barrage of propaganda that's designed to drive that point home is also designed to take us down. But we don't have the time to entertain this darkness. We're too busy working or going to church or tending to a garden or splitting wood at night. Then we go to bed and we get up the next day and we do it all over again. No time for this nonsense littering the internet and the television, intended to cast guilt upon values and votes. The more insane the left and their propaganda becomes, the more confident they are about the choices they will make in 2018 and 2020. They have zero interest in protests across the country about which the media incessantly reports. They have no patience for the violence and chaos and destruction. They interpret it as something that city folks do when they have too much time on their hands and too much money they didn't earn in their pockets. They are intuitive, but too busy to be distracted. They're fully aware of heavily funded temper tantrum groups ingratiated by the Democrat Party, such as the former Occupy movement, a movement whose members expressed their adulation for spreading the wealth around by spreading their own feces around public places during Obama's first term. Normal people respect and appreciate police, so they were repulsed when an occupier disrespectfully did the big nasty on a cop car while others poured human waste down a flight of stairs and at a bank ATM vestibule in New York. Obama and the congressional Democrats cheered them on. And there are those out there currently questioning whose mental state? When this is the stuff they were cheering on from 2009 till 2017. Those who learned stamina from the School of Hard Work were not impressed with the reports emerging that the Occupy movement fizzled into obscurity after temperatures dropped and the smarmy snowflakes decided to retreat to their taxpayer-subsidized safe space upon realizing they could tolerate cold about as much as they do opposing opinions. Now, according to Politico, they're back. Those who do the right thing every day, even when they don't feel like it, those who don't have the time to care, this group resurrected from dormancy. But they do hope protesters pack diapers or pooper scoopers this time around, because poop disposal fairies do not exist. And most normal people hate when their tax money is used to clean up other people's messes. Those who work for a living aren't worried that this group, Refuse Fascism, has a mission to oust President Trump, threatens to march and demonstrate and occupy city centers and parks until Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have fallen, as Politico reports. We should all be concerned, though, that one of this group's lead organizers is a Maoist activist, as Politico reports. The left has a full slate of history challenged non-thinkers who have no clue that Mao Zedong was a mass-murdering communist dictator whose policies killed tens of millions of people by starving and working and beating them to death. I'll tell you an amusing story about that later. While millions less people on the planet might excite someone like Gloria Steinem, who recently said forcing women to have children is the fundamental cause of climate change, those who value some sort of life find it concerning that the Democrats have not disavowed this Maoist activist group organizing. And this should also serve as a reminder to the minuscule fraction of the right-wing never-Trumpers that the enemy of your enemy is not always your friend. I have a gun that I got a hold of the other day, and I think I mentioned it. And I'm not going to mention names, but here's the thing. A lot of people told me listen, I'm not going to get a gun like that because Turkey supports terrorism. But how many people will shop at Walmart where everything comes from China for the most part? Look at what China is about. Look at what you're buying. I understand. I get it. I do get it. And I don't shop at Walmart. I don't shop at Walmart for a different reason. And it's a, you know, it's Walmart used to have this little sign when I was a delivery man. They had a sign on the back wall that said ADS. And that was a reminder to all of the Walmart associates that all vendors steal. And then I would go into the Walmart where the night before the stock crew had been there, and whatever I was selling at the time, I would find 5 or 6 or 9 or 20 packages of whatever I was selling at the time, torn open and consumed and put on the credit rack by the employees of Walmart. So now I don't go to Walmart. I can't stand the hypocrisy of the company as it pertains to the people that actually stock their shelves. So, yes, I get that we shouldn't support certain things. The Janik I bought, which the C is actually pronounced as a J, is actually put out by a company here in the United States called Century Arms, which is, as far as I can tell, is an American importer of arms, and they don't make any of their own, as far as I can tell. Maybe a couple of assemblies here and there, but... And I bought it because a lot of my friends have tried it. And I haven't tried it, and I wanted to try it. And that part of it, I understand fully about Turkey. I trained with the Turkish soldiers when they were part of NATO. Back in the 80s, I know exactly how good they are, or how not good they are. So, quite the rambling little takeoff, wasn't it? They're in it to win it. They think we're not going to show up. They think we're going to get so tired of this that we'll just quit paying attention. And then they've won. The only problem here is that's not going to be the case. They have very badly underestimated you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Of whiny wailing and tearing of shirts and pants and all this other stuff by the true cons over Trump pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And it brings to mind another president's choice when a loyal supporter was the victim of a liberal witch hunt. Bush was a fairly honorable man. He was, you know, a typical establishment guy. The way he allowed Scooter Libby and the Libby family to be ruined and impoverished over what everyone knew was a skeevy liberal political vendetta before issuing a partial commutation was a moment of shame for W. And his little paltry excuse for that was the rule of law for something or something or other, you know. The unfortunate fact of the matter is the rule of law is sort of like states' rights right now. It's used when it is convenient, but other than that, it's mainly a unicorn, and it has been for a long time. I like the rule of law. We don't exist with it, but I like it. And here we are, whether we like it or not. We're in a land where the law is only intermittently and selectively applicable. So if you allow an ally to suffer in an effort to pretend that all is well, that's not going to bring the rule of law back. Nostalgia for the rule of law is no excuse for tolerating an injustice to an ally. The pardon is to undo injustices. What will bring the rule of law back? How do we get to the conservative Eden we're expected to act like we already reside in? Maybe another statement of principle. Maybe another post on some unread conservative website. How about more complaining about how frustrated conservatives are and couth and just sit there and take whatever fascist garbage the left dishes out? I'm quite different from that. I always thought it was conservative to punish wrongdoers. They abandon the rule of law, so I think that they might maybe learn a lesson by experiencing the consequences of their very bad choice. But apparently punishing wrongdoers is now off the table because of some other principle, which I've been unaware of in all of my life of being a conservative. I've never known it. And it requires that we never, ever retaliate. And I'm not really sure that's a thing. And I have to say it's tiresome getting rule of law lectures from people who are perfectly happy to have the president ignore immigration laws that they don't dig. So for my finger-wagging true con friends, what's your plan? How do we go from leftists abandoning the rule of law and all of that ancillary and associated component of a society based on a liberty like free speech and free enterprise to a liberty-based society operating under the rule of law? Electing more true cons is not a plan. It's an aspiration and not much of one. I'm not looking for another cliche or another citation to general principle or some variant of my new favorite, the all-purpose get out of having an actual plan free card. The old, we're better than this line. I have a plan. My plan is to cause the left so much pain by applying their new rules to them and they give up trying to grind their Birkenstocks into our faces forever. And this means, as a practical matter, that you ally with President Trump. Not my first choice. Maybe not my 17th choice. Well, he was definitely my 16th choice. Jeb was my 17th choice. And I don't like him. I don't like Jeb at all. He's a punk. So I reject the notion that we are ever somehow morally obligated by any sort of conservative principle to lose to the left. And if I have to swallow anything awful, I'll take half a loaf any day over an entire loaf of the leftist dung like Pantsuit was going to dish out. I think the new rules are terrible. They're against everything I've ever worked for, I've ever tried to push for. But I refuse to sit back and let the left be victorious because I won't dirty my hands fighting fire with fire. That makes me not conservative enough for some. I can live with that. But I can't live with the leftist tyranny. So now that the true cons know what I'm thinking, it might work, it might not, but it's a plan. But what's your plan to achieve that conservative utopia you keep talking about? But here's the situation straightforward from here in three steps. Number one, the left are attacking the foundations of society based on the liberties enshrined in the Constitution. Number two is the question mark. Number three is a society based on the liberties enshrined in the Constitution. But what's the plan? Lay it out in detail. No cliches, no citations to Burke, no airy statements of general principle. A plan. Put it on me right now. What's your plan? Step two, what's your plan? I don't think they have a plan. Abstract principles are not a plan. A couple of weeks ago, I saw that the tech companies that dominate the flow of information and discourse in our society have decided to insert their politics into their businesses. And we should use our political power to regulate them back into neutrality if they keep it up. It's an awful idea in principle, and it's also something that we should probably try to avoid. But I'd also like to avoid conservatives being utterly banished from the internet. What was the true con response to that? Free enterprise, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I got it. I sure do appreciate the 411 on this newfangled free enterprise thing. Lots of camp, but no concrete, coherent solutions. I think you want to rely on the power of conservative ideas and sort of hope they spontaneously erupt into a conservative paradise, via a right-wing big bang, without you actually having to fight for them. Because fighting is messy and unseemly, and you also have to ally yourselves with, you know, those kind of people, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. So embarrassing having to explain them to your leftist buddy pals, isn't it? Many of these misbegotten normals are baffled by the fancy sandwiches and stuff. But if you're going to give me more grief for allying with a Republican in the White House, you know that guy your party elected, I'm going to need your plan. We need real solutions, and the solution here is to fight back hard and ruthlessly. And I make our enemies feel the pain they would inflict upon us because it might change their behavior. And there was a time when conservatives believed in punishing wrongdoers. But I also support fighting back because it denies them victory and dominance over us. Do you have any illusions that Clinton and her pet Supreme Court would not be imposing upholding hate speech bans? They would silence anyone to the right of Angela Davis if we'd not blocked her with Donald Trump. But I'm looking for a plan. I don't need another lecture. Not another mournful dirge to my lack of true conservativeness. Not another spittle-flecked outburst from some nepotism-pumped hack whose influence has recently waned over years of ineffective conservative leadership. We have Trump. That's not Clinton. We have Trump. We aren't actively losing, and we're even winning occasionally. And if you have a better idea, stop sitting on the sidelines and complaining and share your plan. The rest of us, the ones that are out in the field with the dirt under our fingernails, we will listen to your insights, but we're already doing the work. You may get to that party late. And if you do, well, there's a certain price to be paid for not being first. But I'm tired of these pumped up pretty boys that think that they are so full of some sort of moral compass to lead the country against the one we put in charge of the country. Tired of it. Tired of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. One of the things I have learned to do is that with people that I worked with in the military, if they don't agree with me politically, I will still listen to them tactically, because the people that I know from the military, that I serve with in the military, have demonstrated to me that kind of competence. I don't require that agreement with me on any particular subject. That's not a condition of being my friend. But we're talking about personal protection. Your personal protection. As in, you providing your own personal protection. The basis that starts everything off when you're talking about your own personal protection is simply paying attention. Whether the threat is a truck heading down La Rambla, driven by a jihadist with violent death of innocent pedestrians his only goal, or a drunk driver doing the identical thing, which probably actually happens more often, albeit with no intent to harm anyone in particular, or even someone behind the wheel who suffers a sudden health disaster. Paying attention is what protects you in all of those instances. Being prepared to deal with the jihadist means that everything else, the bar is a little bit lower. Nonetheless, very sudden, very urgent. You get what I mean. And this is all the more reason to me not talking on your cell phone or texting, whether you are a driver or a pedestrian. I do this thing. I like Whole Foods. I like it because they, not because they, you know, all the grass-fed stuff. They sell one cut of steak that nobody else sells in my city, in Greenville, South Carolina. They sell a steak called a hanger, which is a great steak. So I go there, and if I go to the restroom, when I come back, inevitably, as I'm walking half the width of the building, and that's where they have their little seating for people to eat if they have bought something there to eat, something off the hot bar out of the bistro. As I'm walking by these people, every one of them is on their mobile phone. I'll count how many people aren't. I've never gotten above two. And I got to do a lot of walking, and they're on both sides. That's not paying attention. There's simply too much going on around you all the time for you to not be constantly paying attention. when I lift nowadays, when I'm lifting at, and I'm not afraid to say it, I lift at Planet Fitness. I know it's not a hardcore bodybuilder's gym, but it's nice, it's clean, all the equipment is new. When I'm lifting in there, it's a gigantic, it's a gigantic wide open space, but I'm paying attention to who's coming through the front door as often as I can. I don't have my music turned up wide open. I can still hear. If you're just walking down an isolated road, are you paying attention? Whether it's represented by, an oncoming car with a texting driver or a rattlesnake on the shoulder, you've got to be alert to your surroundings. And I think the nature of or reason for a particular threat may be interesting from a political or historical standpoint, but all of that is secondary. All of that is secondary. The motive behind the threat or the cause of the threat doesn't mean anything initially, only the fact that it is a threat. So personal awareness and acknowledgement that there may be a significant threat to you personally, and you got to take all of these things into consideration, because this could happen at any time, in any place, in any form, from any direction, under any circumstance, for any reason, or for no reason. And all of that, that's what's important. Those factors is what is important. And it's really the only thing that is important, understanding and acknowledging that those facts. It can happen at any time, in any place, in any form, from any direction, under any circumstance, for any reason or for no reason. Do you need to make a call? Or respond to a text? Back up against the wall, keep your head up, and deal with it. There's probably more pedestrians killed via being run down in crosswalks by a distracted, clueless motorist than were ever killed by a dedicated jihadist. And I'm not saying that it is a bad idea to be fully equipped. And for most of you, that's your standard ammo. But guns aside, how many people start their descent into unhappy outcomes merely by not paying attention to their surroundings? Even when you can't be continually armed with a concealed gun. How about having a flashlight? Is that controversial? Here in my neck of the woods, the downtown area is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. And, at any given time, if I'm downtown, there's at least 50,000 people down there. And I'm not going to avoid being downtown because I like being down there. But when I'm down there, I'm going to be armed with a concealed pistol, with two spare magazines, a flashlight, and a blade or two, in addition to many cameras and some other stuff that, those are my primary weapons. I'm using the cameras because I'm filming things. I'm down there to film things, primarily my granddaughters. In my backpack, I'll be carrying things like protein bars in case I get, and water in case I get, walking around everything. I'm getting older. Need to think about this kind of stuff. Sunscreen's in there, maybe a ball cap. But the most important thing I'm doing when I'm out there walking is I'm walking without my damn phone in my hand. I'm walking with my head up. I'm looking and I'm listening. I'm considering things like, where is my exit and my nearest escape route? If I'm out in the open, where's the best cover? I'm looking for something that is odd or angry or just wrong. If the lights suddenly go out, can I quickly make my way to safety? Am I wearing good shoes? Do I have a mobile phone with a full charge? Do I have my car keys? Do I have any cash? Do I have my, my debit card, my credit card? No matter what you're doing, no matter where you're doing it, you need to be paying attention. That will keep you out of more gunfights than training will ever do, if you simply know where to look. You're looking for the things that are out of place. Somebody yelling, And they, what kind of yelling is it? Is it, hey, man, it's me, your old buddy from school? Or is it, hey, man, I'm going to blow your head off? What kind of yelling is it? What are the cars doing? Are they coming through these areas nice and slow and sedate? Or are they going fast? All of these things matter. Call it whatever you want. I mean, keep your head on the swivel, watch your six, that kind of thing. Whatever cliche you want to use, it's simply paying attention. It's paying attention like, if I'm traveling with a group, most of the time with my wife, my two granddaughters, my son and his wife. So I'm constantly aware of where all of those people are. And I'm constantly aware of where somebody else might be and where I am in relation to where that somebody else and they are. So I'm sort of constantly moving around. I might be on the left, I might be on the right, in front and back, it doesn't matter. I am constantly watching. When I cross the street, if I've got one of the grandbabies with me, I am between them and the car. It wouldn't make any difference. I know that. But it's all I can do because I'm watching. And it will make a bit of a difference because I am watching. I might be able to grab them and get them out of the way. Of course, then it's on, you know. Yeah, yeah. Simply paying attention is your first line of defense. It is the way you start your survival IQ. Simply by looking around and seeing what you got going on. It's a very easy thing. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to lead off with why that is important to do. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.